The biggest maker of police body cams just started testing something they swore off 6 years ago. Technology that can scan your face and instantly tell the police who you are. It's happening right now in Canada, and if it works, it's very likely to be coming to your neighborhood. In this video, I will cover why they originally swore off this technology and why the privacy implications of this are way bigger than you think. So let's talk Axon. They're the company that makes Taser, and they completely dominate the police body camera market in North America. Thousands of police departments use their products. Back in 2019, Axon made a pretty unusual move for a tech company. They said no to facial recognition. Their ethics board said that the technology wasn't ready and that the tech was getting things wrong way too often, especially when it came to women and people of color. The CEO at the time, Rick Smith, even admitted it. He said that the accuracy wasn't good enough to make decisions based off facial recognition, and they didn't want to rush it and end up with technical disasters or something that the public would never accept. Fast forward to December of this past year, Edmonton Police in Alberta, Canada just became the first police department in the world to test facial recognition built directly into police body cameras. About 50 officers are wearing these cameras right now, and they're constantly scanning faces, comparing them against a watch list of about 7,000 people. According to the police, these 7,000 individuals are flagged as violent, armed, and dangerous, have weapon offenses, escape risks, or high-risk offenders. Now here's the key detail. The officers aren't getting alerts in real time while they're out on patrol. Instead, the system analyzes the footage later, and then someone back at the station reviews the matches. Axon says this is a safety feature, that it prevents snap decisions based on potentially wrong information. The pilot is also only running during daylight hours because lighting really affects how well this technology works. Okay, so what changed since 2019? Axon says the technology has gotten way more accurate. They claim they've spent 5 years doing lab research and now it's ready for real-world testing. But here's where things get tricky. Even Axon admits in their own statements that all facial recognition systems are affected by factors like distance, lighting, and angle, which can disproportionately impact accuracy for darker-skinned individuals. This essentially means that the same bias problems from 2019 haven't been solved. They're just supposedly better than before. Even with a system that's 99% accurate, if it's scanning thousands of people, the 1% error rate will add up fast. Some analysis shows that for black individuals, accuracy rates can be even lower, around 98%. That might sound like a tiny difference, but when you're dealing with police interactions, every wrong identification could lead to someone innocent being stopped, questioned, or even worse. And here's the thing that most people aren't talking about. In a population where most people aren't criminals, false positives are going to outnumber the true positives. That means more innocent people getting flagged than actual dangerous criminals. Now let's get to what I believe is the true issue, what this means for your privacy. The Electronic Frontier Foundation called this an alarming development in government surveillance that should put communities everywhere on alert. Think about what body cameras do. They record everything an officer sees during their shift. Now imagine that footage being run through facial recognition. The system isn't identifying criminals, it's recording where you are, what time you were there, who you were with, and what you were doing. Brenda McPhail from the Canadian Civil Liberties Association said that this fundamentally changes the nature of the relationships between citizens and law enforcement. It takes away even the possibility of anonymity in public spaces. You don't get to be anonymous anymore. Even if you're doing nothing wrong, you're being identified, tracked, and that data is being stored somewhere. Here's where it gets even more concerning. Axon isn't just making body cameras anymore. They're building an entire ecosystem of connected police technology. Facial recognition data from body cameras could connect to license plate readers, fixed surveillance cameras, and police databases. We're talking about the infrastructure for tracking people's movements across an entire city, building detailed profiles on where people go and what they do. And Axon dominates this market. They just won a major contract to supply body cameras to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Canada's national police force. If this test at Edmonton is deemed successful, you're looking at potential rollout of thousands of police departments across North America and beyond. Privacy advocates are not happy. The Electronic Frontier Foundation warned that misidentification can cause horrendous consequences for individuals. This includes things like prolonged and difficult fights for innocence and unfair incarceration for crimes never committed. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association pointed out another huge issue. Police mugshot databases already reflect racial bias in policing. Certain communities are overrepresented. When facial recognition continuously searches for those faces, as McPhail said, that bias is going to be perpetrated. Even more concerning, this is all happening in a legal gray zone. There's no specific Canadian federal law governing police use of facial recognition. Some U.S. cities like San Francisco and Oakland have banned it outright. California even considered legislation specifically banning facial recognition on police body cameras. But Edmonton, they're testing it away, without clear legal authorization. We have seen it with companies like Flock. And Axon has relationships with thousands of police agencies. If this pilot is called a success, the company has the infrastructure to roll this out globally. And here's the thing, we're not having the public conversation about whether we actually want this. As the 2019 Axon Ethics Board said, no jurisdiction should adopt face recognition technology without first going through open, transparent, democratic processes and with adequate opportunity for genuinely representative government public analysis, input, and objection. That's not happening. Instead, it's being tested quietly, and by the time most people realize it's everywhere, it'll be too hard to roll back. The promise is always the same with this type of technology. It'll make police safer, it'll help catch dangerous criminals, it'll solve crimes faster. And maybe it will in some cases, but the cost is your privacy. The cost is living in a world where you can't walk down the street without being identified, tracked, and recorded, where a system that still has accuracy problems could flag you as someone you're not, where bias in the technology could mean certain communities get watched more heavily than others. The technology that Axon's own ethics board said wasn't ready to go 6 years ago, the problems they identified haven't been solved. They've just been deemed good enough to test on real people. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you believe the benefits outweigh the privacy concerns? Thank you.